is Daim Shabazz at the World Open Chess Tournament. It has just ended. We're in the wee hours of the morning, and they've just finished the Blitz Tournament. I believe it was won by Jan Elvis. I have with me Lawyer Times, who played in the Under 2200 World Open, and he tied for first place, a three-way tie for first. Is that right?
That is correct. My best performance ever.
Okay, and with that performance, I believe you lost your first game, and then could you describe to us what happened after that?
I went on to win seven straight games, and then drew with a player that had been expelled from the tournament and then allowed back in. He had a performance rating of some 2,500, and he was suspect, but evidently they did not find conclusive evidence, and we played the last game. And it was a good game, and it ended up being a draw.
Which of your seven wins was your best game?
Well, the eighth round, I needed a win to stay ahead of the group. And I played against Peter Roberts, and I played a very nice game, nice sacrifice, kingside attack. Got his pieces on the queen side off the center where they should be.
In terms of this tournament, we've changed venues. After 20 years of the Adams Mark Hotel, they've closed that site, and we're now at the Wyndham. What has been your experience here, besides your winning the tying for first? I know that's pretty sweet, but what are the pros and cons of having the tournament here?
Well, first of all, I'm appreciative that we have a site to play. And it's what we're pretty much accustomed to. It's a little smaller, but in some ways it's more convenient. It's downtown area. It's easier to get to your hotels. However, the skittle rooms are smaller, so that's a factor. So there are pros and cons to being here.
Now, we were here during the Live 8 concert. Did you get a chance to go out there and taking the festivities?
I certainly did. My wife joined me on this trip, so I saw Stevie Wonder and didn't get to see Destiny Child or Alicia Keys, but that's one of the benefits of being in a downtown area, and my wife really had a good time, especially since I'm bringing home the money.
Now, you played in the Blitz tournament. I understand that you love to play Blitz. And could you tell us how you did in this tournament? What were your experience in this Blitz tournament?
I do love to play Blitz. And I scored 6 out of 10. I played a Kobe in the last round. What an experience. I follow his website, and he's just a great teacher, I think, of chess. But it was a great time had by all. And here we are in the wee hours of the morning, still playing chess.
Well, I'm not playing. I've been taking pitches. I've taken over 100 pitches, and I'm conducting interviews as well and trying to play. I scored 5 out of 9. But I think this tournament has been an interesting tournament. We've had the contingent of Indians here. They really represented well. What do you think about that element added into the tournament?
I think it's wonderful. I think diversity is so important to chess. And I talked to one Indian player, his name is Chandra, similar to the top-rated player. And he was saying that now chess is number one. It's a priority in India since Anand. Parents used to consider it number two behind schooling. So, of course, second greatest population in the world is had by India, and we can expect more of this. They really had a great effect on this tournament. And keep in mind that their time difference is a whole 12 hours different from us. So they have jet lag, they're very tired, and yet they were able to perform as well as anyone.
And from what I understand, they're actually going to Canada. They're playing another tournament. They're leaving on a flight tomorrow. So that shows you the dedication that the country has in backing these players. What do you think from the Indian players that players of African descent can draw from that?
You know, I'm glad you asked that, because when I played Peter Roberts, he was so encouraging. He just wanted one of us to represent in the last round. And he sincerely meant it. And I think we really ought to get that kind of mindset even more among us, encourage each other to do better, to take the game seriously. You mentioned Blitz, for example, and a lot of us like Blitz. But do we analyze our blitz games, and or are we just playing for fun? So it's very encouraging. It's a number of Afro-American players here, and you see the camaraderie, and hopefully it will continue.
Good. Well, that's all I have. I know that you're tired. You've had a long tournament. You're going to be traveling back tomorrow, correct?
That's true.
I'm also going to be headed back on back to Tallahassee, Florida. But as always, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and look forward to seeing you at future tournaments. And do you have any closing comments?
I certainly do. I just want to thank you, Daim Shabazz, for creating the best website for chess information, period. And we all should be appreciative of what you do. Thank you.
This is Daim Shabazz. We're at the World Open, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The tournament has ended, and we're signing off.